good day, good morning, good night, good evening, wherever you guys are. Welcome to Navigating. I know I haven't been around for a long, long time, but it's because I was everywhere and anywhere. But now I'm back. The queen is back, the champion, East African superstar. I am here to talk to you guys, talk with you guys, and just, you know, kick it, stay jiggy. So this is episode 3, and it's an episode that I had originally planned to do with a few guests, but for the first part of this specific topic, I think I'll do it from my perspective and then have some of my female friends and male friends, because it's important to get both sides. So that will be part 2 and 3 of this particular topic. The topic being friendships that you probably should have let go, or romantic relationships, or just any type of relationship in your life that you needed to let go a long time ago, but then a small part of you that is weak. Been there, man, been there. The weak side of you is saying, no, let me just give this person another chance. Let me just, you know, entertain them for some time. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. So a few weeks ago, I asked you guys on a Google Forum, whether you guys had been involved in toxic friendships / relationships. 81.8% of you said yes, we have. We've been in toxic relationships. 18.2% said no. God bless your souls, because man, I have been hit by waves of toxicity that sometimes I don't believe I survived. But God bless you for not going through toxic and knowing when to walk away. To break it down, I'm gonna explain from my good friend Google, and also from just my basic knowledge of what toxicity in relationships is, just for everyone to understand what I'm talking about. So, toxicity. This is when you cannot freely express yourself to someone because they change it and make it about themselves. You become mentally drained, you belittle yourself, and sometimes you even feel ashamed, and you feel like a constant disappointment and a bad omen to people. Let me tell you something that I have come to learn. The hard way or the easy way, but I've just come to learn it, is that sometimes we put too much pressure on ourselves because of other people's mistakes, or because of the things that other people do to us, in return making us think negatively about ourselves. This episode goes out to all those of you that have found themselves in toxic situations that they thought they could not get out of. But do not fear, because Howie is here and we're about to just kick into that. Okay? So, to break it down once again, some of the situations that you should look out for to tell yourself whether those relationships you're in are toxic or not include: imagine being in a friendship. You trust someone with all your heart and they go and they form a committee of other people, and they spread your secrets, your deepest, darkest secrets to each and everyone and their own. Eh? It's a bit rough. Lakini cha muhimu ni uhai. That means of importance is life. Another thing is that there's lack of reciprocation, and this happens a lot in friendships where you give your all effortlessly to somebody or to people, and they don't give you half of what you give them in return. I've actually just been in a position like this. If you know, you know. I've been in a position where I felt like I was giving 100% to so many people and they were taking it for granted. Also, sometimes I felt somebody was giving their 100% to me, but I did not reciprocate that 100%. It is important to make sure that your energy is reciprocated, or else you will just fall into the shambles of no return. Another thing is being in draining relationships. For example, oh Jesus, loving somebody that loves someone else. Hey, yay, yay, whoa, whoa, whoa. There's no greater pain. Huh? Imagine you like someone and they tell you, oh, can we meet up? And you go there in your Sunday best, dressed all nice and looking so fresh, only for them to tell you, oh, I like your friend. A moment of silence for your dead self-esteem at that point. But that's what we're trying to get out of. Another thing is you being the toxic one in a relationship. Many times we're like, this person is not nice to me. This person treated me badly. This person was unfair. But what if you were the toxic person in the relationship and your actions prompted the person to take the steps that they took? And in return, you felt like they were toxic, while in the real sense, you started with the toxicity in the first place. I'm not really sure what individual people have gone through, but from my own perspective, there's two types of toxicity traits that I have been a first-hand participant of or in, or I have experienced. I have been in a situation first where somebody that I thought we had clicked and connected on a personal level was clicking and connecting on other personal levels with other personal people. Yeah, that was a bit rough. But you, when you find yourself, you start to learn the importance of respecting yourself for who you are and just, you know, taking it one day at a time. It's never easy to go through rejection. It's not. But you can't always force people to want to be around you. Sometimes you've just got to move on and take it swiftly and, you know, do that thing. Another thing, I don't know if it's toxicity or it's just like bad vibes, but being friends with your exes. Many people think I'm crazy because, to be very honest, I'm friends with my exes. They're not that many, but I'm friends with them. And many people around me will be like, no, you shouldn't. You should not talk to them. You know, blah, blah, blah. But then, to be honest, you live and you learn. I know positions that I can never take myself back to as far as these exes are concerned. And, like, there's boundaries now. There's lines that can never be crossed again because we live and we learn. Let me just be the first to tell you guys, if you don't know already, this generation, this time that we are in, is full of snakes in all forms. And sometimes you don't even notice until they've spat their venom, dug their fangs into you. It's all a matter of just not expecting too much from people and going with the flow. You know, taking one day at a time. Do not have expectations from people and you will not be disappointed. Whenever people approach you to be your friends or to be your significant others, have an open mind that 50% chance it might work, 50% chance it might not. That is cha muhimu. Cha muhimu ni kujijua. That means of importance is knowing yourself. Be the first to walk away from a situation that is draining you. If it is somebody that you're close with and a bit they started to become way and draining your energy, talk to them. If you can come to an understanding, you can fix it. But if they cannot understand that they drain you mentally, physically, emotionally, walk away. It's never that deep and it's not easy to walk away, but trust me, it's necessary. Sometimes I sit and I'm like, wow, I give such wonderful advice. I just wish I could take it. But one day at a time, right? Right. Some of the things that you can do or I have done, because this episode is just me giving you my own views on toxicity. Later on, we'll hear from other people that I know so that they can share, because maybe you guys have similar experiences. Some of the things that I think help in this case include, like I've said, confronting people that are close to you. You're not ready to lose them, but they have started to change and become a bit crusty around you. Is confronting them. Confronting them. I insist. Confront them. Another thing is moving on. Aki we. I'm even boiling because moving on is not easy. I know for a fact, if you have detachment issues like me, moving on is the hardest thing. It is the easiest but hardest thing. It's easy. Why? Because when you move on with everything you have and you don't look back. But before you move on, oh, the mountains and the valleys that you will need to cross, it's a bit tough. But you need to move on. For the sake of your sanity, your emotional health, you need to move on if you feel like you cannot hold on any longer. Something else is, do not feel like you need to stay through toxicity. Nobody should be in control of your emotions, of your life, and of the direction in which you take. You yourself, you personally as yourself, should be in charge of your emotions and the direction in which you decide to take. Place boundaries. There's a certain line that people should not cross, because when they cross it, it goes a bit too far. It stretches beyond expected expectations. So make sure you place boundaries. Another thing, cut off. Once you move on, you cut off completely with your whole soul, mind, body, strength, organs, everything. Cut it off. Cut it off. Why? To make yourself happy, to make yourself feel content and at peace with the world and nature, because nature is beautiful. But all in all, what I'm trying to say, and the main thing from this episode, as far as how we can relate to being in toxic relationships or toxic friendships, is that you matter more than whatever negative force of destruction is threatening to tumble the shackles of your life. That does not make sense, but make it make sense. Something that I read, a quote, is that do not go back to toxic places because you feel it's comfortable, because you feel like you need it, because you will not drink poison when you're thirsty. You won't see poison in a cup and say, oh, because I'm thirsty and it's a liquid, let me just drink it. In the same way, you should not sacrifice your happiness for other people's sake. Man, do not do that. How many tears have I shed because I've tried to put other people first? Many, 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 and many more are coming. But the fact that I have learned right now as a navigating adult in my 18th year as a youngin makes me know that I do not have to put others first all the time. Sometimes you need to put people first because, like, sometimes way a bit your best friend or, you know, your significant other, your parents. But when your happiness is on the line, nobody should come first. Because these days, it's so easy to fall into depression because you neglected your health, your mental, emotional, and physical health. So, guys, just one day at a time, mdogo mdogo, small steps to greatness can go a long way. That is all the time I have for today. The episode was very short and sweet, but on the next episode, we're gonna be having other people's views of toxicity in relationships, and we'll see just how to bagel and tangle, to bagel and tangle in this life with people. Thank you very much for staying tuned, as always, staying jiggy, telling your friends to follow, like, and share, and to tune in to Navigating on Spotify and Apple Podcast. I tell you guys, English is not my first language and it's a bit rough, but keep telling people about Navigating so that we can go on this flamboyant journey together. In case of any questions, updates, concerns, or comments, be sure to tell me on the Instagram page. And, you know, just keep being jiggy. Bye-bye!